Welcome back. Welcome back. I am David, and this is the Fat. I can't even talk. And this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thanks for joining me tonight, everybody, or whomever's listening. Maybe everybody is still feeling the effects of yesterday's celebrations or not. We were here last night as we rung in the new year talking to you guys on Real Talk with David and Nikki, and so we didn't do, we didn't do much, wasn't much fanfare. I'm gonna finish my bottle of wine tonight because I didn't finish it last night. But you know what? I think I had a hangover, because I drank half of it. And I think I had a hangover, 'cause I've had a headache all day. I mean, all day. I'm like, what is this? And I'm thought, well, maybe I haven't eaten enough, or my blood pressure's up, or sinus. But it was me drinking a half bottle of wine. I used to be able to go through the alcohol and be able to be at work the next day at 7 o'clock, with no issues. But now, not so much. I guess I'm turning into a true, I know, right? Hey, Donovan from the Off Limits show. I used to be able to do that, but I'm a true old head now. Lightweight. But that's okay, because drinking is bad for you. Don't drink, kids. It's bad. Sometimes. Anyhow. And yes, I know I am old. I'm an old person. but thank you guys for listening. Not a very long show today. Just kind of me babbling. For some reason lately, I've gotten the talking bug, and I just want to talk. Maybe because I don't have any. Maybe because I don't have a real life, and I don't really socialize anymore with people outside of my people online, which is kind of sad. Well, my family, when they're not getting on my nerves, which excuse me, they were annoying me today, but that's beside the point. They always annoy me. But I did rent Pacific Rim today. I ran. I was out for some reason today. I don't know why I was out. Did I get it yesterday? I might have got it yesterday. Yeah, I got it yesterday and had to turn it re return today. Anyhow, and it was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be. The graphics were kind of corny, and the story was kind of corny. But I guess Pacific Rim was maybe a video game, I'm thinking. And it was I was entertained. But the only reason I'm getting these movies now, like I told you guys, I scored a Blu-ray, DVD, digital copy Blu-ray of Man of Steel for $13, and I told myself I wasn't going to buy it, Man of Steel, because I'm like, yeah, that's the only kind of show you want to watch one time. You've seen it at the movie, you see it on the big screen, and it's like, yeah, I won't see it no more. But since it was such a good deal, and this is really weird, I don't know if they were having a special on this, but I noticed that the Blu-ray, the regular DVD, and the digital copy, which is by that, is it UV? Ultraviolet. Yeah, ultraviolet. And I haven't figured that out. I have a UV account, but I don't want to use another service for my movies, because you get a digital copy of it. And so I want it to all go into my iTunes so it can play on my Apple TV and on my iPod and stuff like that. But I don't think there's a way to do it, so I need to do some research and find out if I can do it or not. But the Blu-ray, the little three combo pack thing, it was $13. And I'm like, wow, well, can I just get a single? Maybe I'll just get the DVD. Even though I don't like watching DVDs anymore, I primarily like the Blu-rays. But I'm like, if I can get the DVD even cheaper, if the Blu-ray combo pack is 13, then surely the DVD's like 10 or 9. And but no, the DVD by itself was $18.99. I'm like, how does that even make sense? So I guess the people, they're pushing you to Blu-ray, so I just went ahead and bought the Blu-ray edition, which I'll give the DVD to my niece and my nephew or something, and I'll keep the Blu-ray for myself, and then I'll figure out a way to get the digital copy into my iTunes. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. I wanted to tell you guys, I know I've been talking about it. I talked about it a little bit last night on our New Year's show that I was changing the name of the blog. A friend of mine, Donovan, he was telling me that before we had this conversation a while back, that we were that branding's key. You know, everything should be the same. Everything should be, is it synonymous? Yeah, I guess synonymous. Asynchronous. Synchronous. So anyhow, everything should be the same. And I've had my blog for so long. At first, I had the name Recycled Gay Blog for a long time, and the thought behind that was I was recycling information that I had read online or I'd seen on TV. So I was recycling the information and giving it to who was ever reading my blog. I didn't want it to be just gay because that was more than I am. Yes, I'm a gay man, but I'm more than that. More than that. So I'm like, well, let's do Recycle Blog Talk. So because everything I talk about is not necessarily gay. So I was like, let's do Recycle Blog Talk. So that lasted a while, but the Recycle Gay Blog lasted. I had that for a few years. This is when I'm still in Atlanta, and then I think Recycle Blog Talk. It's only I've only I changed it up maybe. Right before I start doing the cohesive, thank you. When I started doing the podcast, and but I'm like, okay, everything for me now, like, I don't even use my personal Twitter account anymore. It's I use the 5x5 Twitter account. So I'm like, and that's probably where I do all my tweets. So if you want to tweet or send me a tweet, it's at the 5x5, and the fives are numeric. You can tweet us there. But so that's the 5x5, and then of course the Facebook page is the 5x5 completely spelled out. And then we had the blogs. The blog was recycleblogtalk.blogspot.com. I'm like, that is so stupid. And so finally, you know, under a lot of duress, I changed the name so it will be more cohesive with the other parts of our the 5x5. So the blog now is the 5x5.blogspot.com. So the number 5, BY, the number 5, .blogspot.com. So that's where you'll find us. Everything should sync up. I think it changes all the URLs when within the site. But I don't know if somebody types in Recycle Blog Talk right now, it probably will not go to that. I'm considering going to a domain name, but we'll see. I think I can get one from GoDaddy for $7.95 for a year or something like that. So we'll see. But that's where we are on that. Making a few changes cosmetically to the what the blog. I'm gonna do some cosmetic changes. Do some different banners going forward because I think. You know, there's parts of I think my show that's not what's the word without me being shady? Help me, Donovan. What's the word? I'm trying not to be shady. There's parts of the show that I'm not particularly happy with, the show as in a whole, and so therefore I'm going to change it. I've been thinking about it. So you'll probably hear more from the 5x5 late night than any other show. And then maybe we'll have guest hosts for the other one. But right now I'm going to focus on the late night show, which pretty much it's me essentially. And then I'll have not shady about my own show. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to be shady, period. Not th I'm trying to throw any shade. You know, people have their own reasons for doing things, and so therefore, you know, If it doesn't line up to what how I'm thinking, then it has to be changed. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And yeah, it is pretty much me. And so I'm going to submit this particular show to iHeartRadio, and then we'll just go forward and we'll see how things work in the future. Who knows? But enough of that. So check out the Facebook page. Check out what else can you check out? You can check out the Twitter, give me a tweet. And then I'm going to come back. I'm going to tell you about a really interesting blog that I found by a gay author that I thought was really interesting. And then we're going to talk about Bridegroom, the show, the documentary. And then we're going to talk a little bit about friendship. And we will be back. Thank you, guys.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES, a message from the American Diabetes Association.
Find a better lover, mate. Thank you.
And we're back. I like that song by Old Dog, Don't You Run. Kind of that jazzy, bluesy sound. Actually, I like that. It makes me a little sad because I'm single. But like I said last night, I am going to be on the lookout for a new a partner in crime, so to speak. It's funny that I say that because I did actually, somebody I spoke to probably the early part of the summer that I thought may be promising, but here's the thing with people, especially when you date online, when somebody wants to meet you and I tell you my schedule is very single, yes, single and fabulous, baby, fabulous. Who's gonna be? Wait a minute. This is true. You do, Donovan says you got to do the work. You don't find anything without searching for it, and that's totally true. I've kind of shut myself off from the prospect of finding someone because I don't want to. I've always said I don't want to date anybody in this area, but you know, the way things are now, I don't know how long I'll be in this area. You know, I could be here for the next 10 years. You never know. I would hate that. I'd be very miserable, but if it happens, it happens. Yeah, I spoke to a person the earlier part of the summer or the latter part of the spring, and we hit it off, but this is online dating, so I'm just not going to go run out and meet you. You know, and for one, and then it got really strange because he asked me to come to his birthday party. And I'm like, I've only talked to you twice. I'm not coming to your birthday party on your turf. We need to meet in a neutral setting. And so he didn't want to do that, which I thought was kind of bizarre. And I'm like, dude. And then I'm like, well, can we have a few real phone conversations before we actually meet, you know, because I'm a vibe person and I can tell by speaking with somebody. And plus it breaks the ice. You know, I don't want to have a weird conversation with somebody on the first meeting if we've never really conversed before. Okay. And so, yeah, he's a serial, Donovan's a serial killer. Yes. I don't trust no one. And so we had kind of a half-hearted conversation when he really wasn't talking. Then I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to leave you alone because obviously you're not serious and I don't really have time. I have other things that I can focus my time on. And so so that went away. So here recently, I think at Christmas, he sent me a text message. And I'm like, you know, I had taken his number out of my phone. And I'm like, who in the hell is this? You know, because normally if I want to continue any kind of relationship with you, whether it's a friendship relationship or a romantic relationship, I'm going to put you on my phone if I think it's a little sore. But so obviously I didn't. So he's like, it's X. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? So I text that back to him. He says, nothing much, just getting over the holidays, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, Merry Christmas to you too, you know. Best of luck in 2014. And that's pretty much all I said. And he's like, he says, well, how you doing? How you been? I miss talking to you. And so I text back, that's funny because we really didn't talk. How can you miss something you never did? And I'm being funny. He's like, oh, there you go again. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And that's one thing when you send texts, people and like it texts and emails and messages and things like that, people use their own perceptions to read it the way they want to hear it. And so he thought I was being smart, but I was being funny. And so so we didn't text anymore that night. And then today I'm out doing some grocery shopping. And about that, today, I'm not a mean person. I tell you guys this all the time. I'm not mean. I'm not evil. I try to be nice, but sometimes people try me. Well, today I got caught up in my own bullshit. Well, not really, but anyhow, I'm at the store because there's one particular store in here. They have bacon, egg, and cheese, or bacon and cheese bagels, and they're absolutely to die for. And they also have bacon, caramel bacon donuts. But you have to get those in the morning when they're fresh because when you warm up, they just taste horrible. But I'm like, oh my God, caramel bacon donuts. It's so funny. I'm gonna tell you this real quick. I was talking about dating online, and then there's a website called One Good Love. It just popped up in my Gmail. And, you know, you get a little message in the corner. It says One Good Love. Your profile is incomplete. Maybe that's why nobody's hit me up. Anyhow, and you know what? I opened my bottle of wine, and I've had this for a year. Well, the first one I lost, this was still in the package. My wine stopper, it's one of the ones that pushes all the air out of it. And then when I took it off to let the air out, the whole thing fell apart. So I don't see the pieces. So that's gonna annoy me as well too. I want to take it back after a year with no receipt. So what was I saying? And so I'm at the store because they have the bagels I like, and then somebody sent me to the store, I'm not gonna say who, to get some pork steaks. And so I don't like. Isn't that very weird? Yes, it is. Somebody call the exorcist right now. and so I go. I'm in the store or whatever. But they sent me to the store. I had no intention of going grocery shopping today, but they wanted to, because supposedly you're supposed to eat pork and black-eyed peas and cabbage on New Year's for good luck. I don't think I ate any of that. I did have some sausage. No, I did eat pork. I had kielbasa for lunch. But I love kielbasa. I really do. Because I don't know if it's a little bit more fatty than a regular smoked sausage. I don't know what they do with the kielbasa, but it tastes well, maybe we were both drunk. It could. Oh, no way. Oh, Donovan said that is weird. Mine broke last night. It is very weird. Yeah, mine just completely fell apart. I think somebody put a spell on us. Anywho, but they sent me to the store to get. Well, I was saying kielbasa. See, I've drunk that wine, and I've gotten a little buzzed. Lightweight. Hashtag lightweight. and so. That I'm going there asking for, because they had them for like $1.69 a pound. This is what the ad says. And if normally I plan and I look at stuff, but this time I want to take somebody at their word. And sometimes when you take people at their word, they're most of the time they're always wrong. But this time I'm taking them on their word. And so I'm looking, and then I get an attitude. This is inside the store. I get an attitude because the sign says $1.99, where the ad says $1.69. And then I had to swallow. Was an egg in your face? I wouldn't say swallow my pride, but I had egg on my face, and the guy points out that he's like, "Oh, sir, that ad isn't starting till tomorrow." I'm like, "Ugh, really?" But I went ahead and bought it anyhow because I didn't 30 cents. It wasn't that big of a deal. But anyhow, so I get my little purchases, and this particular store has a ton of wine. I'll have it on the. It was on my personal Facebook page, but I should show you all this wine they had. They had a ton of wine. It was so much wine, I got exhausted going through the aisle. It was crazy. Anyhow, and so I go outside. And I'm in my car. This is the second time, it might be an omen, second time somebody has almost hit me backing up in their car, hit my car. And so so I yell at the window. I said, "Watch what you do. Why are you driving, you idiot?" Or something. No, that's exactly what I said, actually. And so this person gets out of the car. And so I'm ready to get out of my car too, because you ain't gonna roll up on me. And so I turn my music down, and you know I'm ready to give you another tongue lashing. And so the guy cuts right. He's like, "David, I knew that was you." I'm like, "Oh my God, it's somebody I know." It was a friend of mine. Well, more of an acquaintance, but somebody I've known that every time I see the person, we do the little obligatory hug, how you doing thing. And I felt really bad because I was ready to cuss him out. And he's like, "I knew it was you. I always try to ball somebody out." And I'm like, and then I thought about myself. I'm like, huh, is that who I am? Do people just think I'm always running around here balling people out? But that's because I have a very, very low tolerance of for ignorance, stupidity. and stupidity and people who are just rude or inconsiderate. I just hate that. That just irritates the hell out of me. But anyhow, and so we kind of chit chatted, but I had to go, so I got out. That was my story about that. Donovan seems to think that the universe is trying to tell me something, that I need to focus on my life and review it. The next time it will be a big old crash. Boy, don't be putting that in the universe. I am not crashing. I just paid my car off. I am not crashing. But no, and that's why I titled this episode Brand New, because I do want to be a brand new person. Today I took my first selfie, and I'll also have that on the new blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and took my first selfie of the year. And I think as I haven't this I shaved for the first time. It was so funny. I shaved for the first time for 2014, because I was going, this is so funny. This store that I went to, it's a little pretentious, and I don't want to go in there looking crazy because they will call the police on my black ass. But I will say that my mom stole hot dogs there one time by accident. And we didn't know it. And so okay, Donovan is having a show right after mine, so we're going to be done here pretty soon. But he's going to explain what he meant by that whole universe and focus it on your life, and then something else will, maybe something is trying to tell you something to avoid something more tragic down the road. I understand, but we'll listen in on Donovan's show to see what he's talking about. Is there a way to simulcast? I've been hearing people simulcast different sh their show with another show. Say if one show starts, you can simulcast it some way. Okay. Oh, I will. I just might do that. Anywho, like I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, being brand new. So I don't want to be. I want to change. Like I said, I shaved for the first time in 2014, and I was looking really, really cute today, by the way. But this store is very pretentious, and they will send your black ass to jail. But my mom did sell hot dogs. I have to tell you that. And so, when I could just call it. But will they be able to hear you on my show too? Just curious. Anyhow, what was I saying? I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. So anyhow, like I said, I did my whole, I said this the third time I'm saying it. I know I'm saying it again, but I keep losing my train of thought. So I shaved and I went out to the store. But yeah, I don't know if I initially want to reinvent myself, but I'm just trying to get back to the David that was a little bit more confident, which I have a lot of confidence, and a little more, how shall I say, assertive. And I think I'm pretty assertive, but I think a lot of people misconstrue my assertiveness. Okay, we can plan a show like that, Donovan. My assertive for aggressiveness. But yeah, I think you had to start out to 2014, or even any new year, with a positive outlook of who you want to be and kind of focus on. I used to work at a job that the only thing I liked about the job, well, liked about the person who is like the manager of all the managers, he was very big on planning, and he said if you have a plan, you have to make a plan. And when you make that plan and you review it daily and focus on trying to fulfill what you have planned out, the chances of it, coming out the way you planned it, you have not, one in a nine, with 9 to 1 chance to of success. And I believe that. So that's why I try to base my life on planning a lot. But I think sometimes you can't plan life completely because there's too many variables. But I think if you have a plan and you review it and you go over it in your head daily and you look toward something that you want, something that you desire, or something that you want to do better for yourself, I think it actually works in your favor. So, that is who I'm trying to be. So, I like I said, I was feeling really good about it. I was feeling extremely cute today because I look really cute. And but I don't want to be mistaken. And another reason why I didn't that I went ahead and shaved today because, like I told you the other day, somebody called me Rick Ross, and that ain't hot. He's rich and everything, and he's popular, but I don't want to look like him. That's not hot. But anyhow, I think I'm pretty much done babbling for tonight. I was gonna play you guys another song, but I got out what I wanted to get out. Did I really even talk about anything? Mainly, it was announcing the changes coming to the 5x5, the new show. So check us out. On all the various sites. Like I said, the cosmetics changes are coming soon as well. And let's see. Tomorrow I think we have an episode of The Crew. It is Thursday night. So maybe we'll do that. And then of course next week, remember September the 9th. Oh, that's what I want to tell you guys. September the 9th, the crew is interviewing, we'll be interviewing Seth Fornia, go-go boy turned cult model, ginger sexiness. Seth Fornia himself will be joining the panel next week, and we'll talk to him a little bit. Real quick, I want to tell you about a guy that followed me on Twitter. And his name is Alan Chen. I'll have a link to his if you go to the website. And he's giving away a free ebook once you sign up. He's a gay author. He's written seven published books, and they're all available on your Kindles and apps and things like that. But from what I read, he seemed like a very cool guy. We kind of chatted a little bit, well, maybe not a little bit, on Twitter earlier today, and I just found his stuff kind of provocative. And I'm gonna read the book that they send you is called Hand Carved Elephants by Alan Chen. So if you look on the 5x5.blogspot.com, you'll be able to see some information about Mr. Chen, and hopefully I'll have him on a show because I want to talk to him about being creative and writing. Actually, his website is alanchin.net, ALANCHIN.net, and he has a Blogspot blog as like I do, and it's alanchinwriter.blogspot.com. All right, guys. We didn't get to friendship today, but that could be tomorrow's show. I think I'm gonna have an oh, I might not that'll be a Friday show. Or maybe I'll do something early in the day. Who knows? I'll be around, you'll be around, we'll be around, and that's gonna be my new saying. I'll be around, you'll be around, we'll be around. This is David, and we're 5x5. Good night, everyone.